glory. Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I give you glory. Praise God. Praise God. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. It says, therefore, just as sin entered into the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people because all sinned. Turn to the take over to verse 15. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if that many died by the trespass of the one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to many? I'm going to speak tonight on the power of one. Amen. The power of one. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your word and your spirit. Lord, we love you. We give you honor. Lord, we thank you for what your word will speak to us tonight, God. We want you to just bless and minister in this place, God. Touch hearts, Lord. Empower people to step out in faith, God. And we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Be seated. Thank God for spring. It is here. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's amazing how fast time is flying by. It's almost April already. Whew. Sociologists tell us that people are motivated by three P's. One is power, one is prestige, and one is pecunia. It's a Latin word for money. Many people excuse themselves from the potential of great accomplishment because of being only one person. Yeah, it's just me. Right. How can I do so? You know, I'm just one person. I can't do it all. Yeah. And we excuse ourselves from being great and accomplishing great things that God may have called us to do. Amen. Abraham looked at the stars one day and saw the overwhelming vastness of the universe. Seeing how, I mean, just amazing. Maybe he even tried to count them, you know. And he just saw that the overwhelming vastness of that awesome universe. And in Genesis 12, 1 and 2, the Lord had said to Abraham, go from your country and your people and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. And I will bless you. And I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. Abraham was given a promise from God. He was going to bless him. Right. At the point of in Abraham's life, he was a committee of one. It was me, myself, and I.
Yeah.
All wrapped up in one. Abraham, it was all him. In Genesis 12, 9, this says, then Abraham set out and continued toward Negev. God had called him. God had spoken to Abraham. And God, just like God calls individuals, and the call of God can be a lonely place. Amen? Because usually when God calls you, the first place he takes you is into the wilderness. And the wilderness that we think of is trees and bees and, you know, mushrooms and, you know, all fish streams flowing down through. But in Abraham's life, the wilderness was a bunch of sand, a bunch of dryness, rocks. There wasn't nothing pretty about it. It was a wilderness, nothingness. Abraham came from a family of idolaters, and yet he worshiped the one true and living God. He had a hunger and a desire, and God had called him and spoken to him, and his desire was to serve that one and true living God. You can rest assured that this was a lonely place. Amen. He had not a whole lot of people to talk to about this living God that he was introduced to. Amen. It was the rest of his family worshiped all kinds of things. The stars, the moon, the heavens, all these things. But Abraham found out there was only one God, and that God had called him to do a great work for him. It was there, though, that he began to feel the loneliness of the call. When Abraham needed encouragement, God took him aside and told him to look at the stars. Look here, Abraham. Just take a look out in this vastness, in this universe of mine. God will take you aside as well.
Yes,
amen?
Amen.
He wants to spend time with you.
Yeah.
And show you what is in his vision for your life. Genesis 15:5. He took him aside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them. And then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. One man, one person, look out there, look to your left, look behind you, look in front of you, try to count them if you can. You ever tried to count the stars? The more you move, the bigger, the more stars you see, you know, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. One of the places I visited, they have this big thing you lay back in, and I think it was at the Creation Museum. And you lay back in these chairs, and you look up, and they take you out into the universes, and just beyond another universe, beyond another universe. And it's just the vastness is overwhelming, and the impossibility of this word for Abraham to count the stars. It was just innumerable. But God chose one man and was going to make great nations out of this man. It's an empowering thing to know what God has in store for you. If you'll just get a vision and understanding of what God wants to do through you. He's got an amazing lineup for your life. He had promises of God. The Lord had promised abundant blessing if Abraham would obey the call. Just follow me. Just stay with me. Just live for me. And all these things will come to pass that I've promised you. You're going to have a great nation. You're going to have a great people, Abraham. And throughout the years, God reminded Abraham of the promises he had made to him back in Haran. The Lord had irrevocably committed himself to Abraham. I will never leave you. Has God ever spoken to you those words? I will never leave you or forsake you. How many of us know that to be true? God has never left us. He has never forsaken us. He's always been there right on time. Amen. God had made an everlasting covenant with Abraham because he fully trusted God's word. There's the key. God has given us a book called his word. Amen. And if we will devour that word, if we will put that word, hide that word into our hearts, amen, we can become to fully trust in his word. Amen. His word will lead you. His word will guide you. It's a roadmap. Amen. This word will change your life. It will keep you in the darkest hours. This word is a light. Amen. It's a lamp unto our feet. Amen. It is forever settled in heaven. Amen. There's nothing like the word of God. God promised, his promise would not be altered. God doesn't change his mind once he's spoken. Amen. Don't alter the things of God. Amen. Follow them. Walk in them. Trust in them. It will bless your life. Paul reminded us of the assurance of God's promises. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 1:20, Paul tells us of, he says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. Amen. God promises are always yes. Amen. That means they're going to happen. If God has spoken to you a promise, you can count on it. Amen. Start walking. Start believing because it's going to happen. Amen. Don't let anybody tell you differently. Amen. Don't let anything come into your path that would sway you away and say, nah, that must not have been for me.
Right.
Don't let time steal the promise of God.
That's right.
Well, you know, it must not have been God. Maybe we got to do it this way. Maybe, you know, maybe he was meaning this way. No, if God told you it's going to happen the way he told you.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You must get that into your mind and into your spirit. When God speaks it, it's going to happen as he spoke it. Amen. His word is binding. One may be the loneliest number, but with these promises, one can never fail. Gideon, he was a mighty warrior in the eyes of the Lord. Gideon, Israel had fallen back into apostasy and fallen away from the things of God. In Judges 6:1, It says, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash, the Abizarite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in the winepress to keep it from the Midianites. The Midianites were coming in and raiding things and taking, stealing their wine and stealing their food. And God heard their plight and called one. They were hiding in fear of these Midianites. They were cowering and trying to hide their wine and their food and all of these things. But God seen one that he could use. In Judges 6, 11 through 12, it says, the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak. I missed my place here. 6:11-12. And the angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah and belonged to Joash. I just read that, didn't I? Judges 6:15. I'm sorry. But the Lord, Gideon asked, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. You can call it a joke, call it a sarcasm, call it whatever you want, but with God, this one would become a mighty warrior. Amen. Everybody probably never thought much of Gideon because he was the least. He was not to himself a mighty person. Amen. And he didn't see himself as a mighty warrior. You've got to be kidding, God. Are you balking at the call of God because you are only one? Or are you afraid? God has called you to do something for him. He's called you and he's given you a plan. Are you balking or are you afraid to listen to the voice of God and do what he's asked you to do? Yeah. Instead of taking Gideon outside and showing him the stars, the angel took him to the camp of the enemy and let him hear the following exchange. Judges 7, 13 through 15. Gideon arrived just as a man was telling a friend his dream. Imagine, he snuck into this camp. The angel took him to hear this. While he was telling him the dream, and I had a dream, he says. He was saying, around a loaf of barley bread, and came tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent with such a force that the tent overturned and collapsed. His friends responded, this can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given him the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands. God took one man that he had chosen, took an angel and said, come on, let me show you what I've given you. I've given it all to you. Right. Gideon, you're the man. You're the one that I've chosen. You alone. Gideon, I'm going to use you. You are a warrior. Amen. for me. Did you hear the word that they said, Gideon? That must be Gideon. He's this dream. Gideon's coming after us. We're doomed. Because of one. Somebody tonight needs to hear the word of the Lord. God has called you. You're one. God has called you. You're only one. But he's going to do great things in your life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It's time, Gideon, to hear the voice of the Lord. I've delivered your city into my hand. And it's time that you stand up and be a warrior for me. You're a warrior, Gideon. You're not who you think you are. You're not poor old Gideon. Amen. So discouraged and so beaten down by your enemy that you're hiding. And it's time now, Gideon. You heard the word of the enemy. They're giving up. They're running for their lives. Amen. It's time to go in and take the spoils of the city and reap the harvest that God has given you. Tell the enemy, I want it all back.
Right.
I want it all back. Hallelujah. Everything that you stole from me, I want it all back. Praise God. God is looking for one who will heed the call and say, yes, God, I'm going to do what you called me to do. God is not looking for another committee. He's looking for one who will focus his energy on that which is eternally important.
Amen.
Nothing else matters. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. Knowing that you're walking in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That is worth everything. Money, sex, drugs, all of those things will do nothing for your life. But giving your life wholeheartedly to the work and the call of God upon your life, amen, will radically change everything in your life. Please take a moment and recollect how you spent your non-working hours last week.
Right.
What'd you do last week when you wasn't working? What did you do? Think about it for a moment. Take a few moments and think back. What did I do last week when I wasn't at work? When I wasn't doing my obligation to my job? How many of those hours were focused on winning a soul to Jesus Christ? How many of those hours were just thinking about Jesus? Let's go that far. Are you heeding the call of Jesus on your life? Are you sold out to the call of God on your life? You, one. You're the one that God's calling. Amen. He's calling you. He's got a work for you, Gideon. He's got a work for you, Gideon. What are you doing with the call that God has called you into? John 4:5 says, do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest.
Amen.
Gideon, you need to look around And you need to see what I'm trying to tell you. That I've called you to win them.
Right.
To win that field that I've placed you in. I called you there to win those people. What are you doing getting with my call? God is looking for one. He's looking for you tonight.
Yes.
Someone that will stand and take the call of God seriously that is upon your life. There is power of one tonight. Amen. There's power in one. Many years ago, one man heard the call of God in his life, went to his pastor, expressed his call upon his life to start a church. And that man was Harold Ray. Many years ago, Harold Ray moved his family to West Salem, Ohio. Got a little storefront there in West Salem, Ohio, and started a work for God. Started a church there in West Salem. I don't know how it happened, but one day, Harold Ray was heeding the call of God on his life, and it was pouring down rain. Didn't stop him. Didn't say, oh, it's raining, we can't go knock doors today. But he drove down County Road 70 and stopped and knocked on my dad's door in the pouring rain. I don't know, maybe somebody told him about him. Invited my dad out to church many years ago. And my dad gave his life to Jesus Christ. Not long later, my mom gave her heart to the Lord and lived, was baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And became faithful members of that church. And later in 1971, they built a church in West Salem on Fleming Road. Amen. And heeding the call of God upon their lives, they went on to have 8 children. Me and being third from the youngest. Many years later, as we grew and left home and got married, my brother becomes pastor of the church in Cleveland. Church of Pentecost in Cleveland. Pastoring over 100 and some people in that church faithfully. God continues to work in our family. God speaks into my life. God calls me into ministry, seeking a hunger and a desire for the call of God, heeding the call of God of my life, become pastor of Church of Pentecost in Brunswick. Not many months ago, Brother Harold Ray's son, Sam Ray, well, back up a little bit before that. Sam Ray gets interested in my sister, Becky. They marry, blah, blah, have children, go on. Back up months later now. God calls them to pastor a church starting back in West Salem. Because that church had moved to Ripman, or to Medina, to Ripman. And God called Sam Ray back to West Salem. Sam Ray starts in a little storefront three doors down from where his dad started in the beginning. In another little storefront. And now across the street in the Dollar General store, they've began to remodel that building into a church. Amen. Last count, 45 people Sunday in church. Amen. Several of them baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, all because of one. The power of one, my friend. Hallelujah. God has called you. It's time to stand up and heed the call of God in your life. It's time to say yes to the call of God. God is still reaching. He's still wanting somebody to say yes and walk with me and talk with me and hear my words. There is a call of God in your life. Amen. It's time to quit fear and Gideon. It's time to just trust God. Amen. It doesn't matter how many's with you. God is in control. God is on your side. God will lead you to the right people. Amen. You are His chosen vessel. Even though you're one. Amen. God is on your side. And with God, who needs anything else? Amen. Hallelujah. God wants to use you. God wants to bless you. He wants to bring great things upon your life. Amen. Heed the call.
Yes.
Obey and walk. Trust the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Let's take a moment here tonight and just lift our voices to God. And let's just ask God, Lord, what am I doing with my call tonight, God? Lord, am I really taking serious what You want me to do? God, the people that You've surrounded me with, God, am I faithfully seeking after them? Lord Jesus, You want to make a great nation out of me. Oh God, people that long for this truth and hunger, Lord, they're lost without You, God, and I'm sitting in their life, Lord God, dormant, hiding because of all the things that have happened to me. Lord, it's time for me to lay those things aside. I can't change my past, God. I can't change what's happened to me. I can't change that minister that's hurt me, God. I can't change that mom or dad that's hurt me, God. I can't change my past. But God, You have said and You promised me a future that if I will follow You, Lord, I can become a great nation. God, You want to do a work in me. God, I pray that You'll touch our lives today. Lord, You'll touch us and help us to lay down the hurts and the pains of our past, Lord God, and walk in the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost as one that is sold out to living for Jesus Christ. God, You want to renew my future. You want to give me an anointing. Lord, You want me to be tried and true. We thank You for Your love and mercy. Bless Your people as they heed the call tonight. We praise You in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.